AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden is meeting with Germany's chancellor about the tensions with Ukraine. NATO says some 100,000 Russian troops are along the border with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. and allies want to work this out.
We're all driving the same message. We're willing to continue a substantive conversation with Russia on mutual security concerns. The diplomatic path is clear. At the same time, we and our allies are resolved that there will be real and profound consequences should Russia choose to continue aggression.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says there will be a very high price if Ukraine is attacked militarily. Morocco has buried 5-year-old Rayan, a boy who was trapped in a well for days and whose plight drew worldwide attention. Rayan was pulled out over the weekend from a 105-foot-deep well that he had been trapped in for 5 days. First Lady Jill Biden went public with her frustration over a political process that she says treats legislation like a football to pass or pivot.
Governing isn't a game. There are no teams to root for or against. Just people, Americans from all walks of life who need help and hope.
In Washington today, the First Lady used an example of her community college students who keep waiting for assistance that would help them build better futures. A couple in Wisconsin claimed half of the $632 million Powerball jackpot won last month. Tammy and Cliff Webster, who live in Elnida near Green Bay, won roughly $316 million of the jackpot. American skateboarder and social media influencer Josh Newman was one of 4 men killed when a sightseeing plane crashed into a lake in Iceland. Newman's only 22. This is AP News. It's costing more to fill up at the gas station.
Gas prices rose 8 cents a gallon this week, which puts the average price at $3.42 a gallon. That's according to GasBuddy.com. The national average is almost a dollar more than it was last year, and prices are expected to continue to go up. And that almost always has to do with the price of oil, which is now $93 a barrel. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, says oil prices are up due to the continued concerns over Russia invading Ukraine, and that there won't be enough supply to meet demand this summer. I'm Shelley Adler.
Police say a woman fell to her death from a mast on a historic ship that's featured at a museum in Galveston, Texas, after her safety harness somehow became unclipped. A local newspaper reports the 58-year-old woman died after falling from a mast on the tall ship Elissa, which is berthed at Galveston Seaport Museum. Police say she slipped and fell. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.